Please take a seat. I hope that while we've been moving through the deep and wide plans that were in place to bring God into the world in human flesh and then start a reign of love with the birth of Christ that keeps growing and growing and growing, has caught you up, and that you're thinking a little bit about the fact that if God was so intentional in how he prepared to bring Jesus into the world, might God have been as intentional in his preparations for bringing you into the world? And you too have been baptized and blessed and gifted by the Holy Spirit to be part of God's reign of love. And so now I invite you to join me in taking time to thank God for the gift of our baptism. The words are on the screen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness, and united with Jesus in the reign of God's love in the world. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. At the river your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life. And above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Because this is the Sunday where we remember Jesus' baptism, we also want to remember the baptisms of those who were baptized just a year ago. So in 2014, these are the ones who were baptized here at Redeemer, and some of them are here with us this morning, and as their names are called, I invite them to come forward also. Evan Gengenbach, Fiona Stafke, Nolan Erickson, Sophia Brum, and her whole family can come up. Landon Gillespie and his whole family can come up. And Elijah Schumann could not be here today. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And just a year ago, these two, Evan and Sophie, or just within the past year, Evan and Sophie joined this walk of light into the world. And today we'd like to present them with a little gift that is for everything a season. It's a book of family blessings, a blessing to remember a baptism anniversary, a birthday, all kinds of family celebrations and different celebrations throughout the year. And so we hope this will be a gift that nurtures you in faith. And Sophie, I want to remind you with the cross of Christ that you are a baptized child of God, and you too have been gifted with God's Holy Spirit. And a book now for Landon. And Landon, if I can get you to look this way, they're more interesting though. I'll come around this way. Landon, I want to remind you that you too are a baptized child of God, and you also have been gifted with the Holy Spirit. And you both, Landon and Sophie, you both bear Christ's light in the world wherever you go. Would you join me in prayer? Gracious God, we welcome Landon and Sophie and all these other little brothers and sisters. We welcome them into the faith this past year, and we pray that their baptism journey will continue to be supported in love by this community of faith. Bless their parents and their baptism sponsors with the grace to nurture and encourage them in this journey of faith. Strengthen them and all in this community with the gift of your Holy Spirit so that your light will shine through them now and forever. Amen. And now you can take your seats. Maybe not. Would you pray with me? Parent God, Jesus is here. Thank you so much for giving us your Son and for coming to live among us. Today we begin to see how your plan unfolds, first through the prophets, then through parents, then through angels and shepherds and magi. The Christ child grows into adulthood and is baptized, receiving your Holy Spirit and your blessing that initiates him for ministry. He invites others to join him, and surprisingly, they do. May we also be ready to be surprised by the journey of faith that began in our baptisms. May we ever be ready to answer your call to follow where you lead us. We pray for those who are in leadership, especially the leaders of your church, that you would sustain and encourage them in bringing your light to new places and to new people, especially places of deep darkness and to people whose lives seem hopeless. We pray for the disciples you are calling today. Grant them courage to join in the line of those who have left their nets to follow you. We pray for those who seek clarity. Let your light shine, burning away confusion and untruth. We pray for those who seek comfort. Let them hear your voice to calm and nurture them in their time of need. We thank you for our times of celebrating and pray that the joy of these past few days will linger and not dissipate too soon. Let us find things to celebrate each and every day with gratitude and joy. As we have been the recipients of your generous gifts to us, form us to be more generous in our spirits. We pray today these things that have been spoken aloud, these prayers that rest quietly unspoken in our hearts. In the name of the one whose coming was long foretold and whose spirit forever will remain to shape the future of our lives and of our world, Jesus, the Messiah. Amen.